all the way from San Francisco to read with us. Tongo Eisenmartin transforms culture to one that facilitates resistance to the domination of oppressed people through life and language. The dichotomy vanishing through teaching at prisons, youth homeless shelters, youth group homes, and many other sites not exclusive from their analogous spaces in language. To lick out this language with muscle memory, a language strong enough to hurl toilets at the first buses seen eating single mothers half alive, Eisenmartin navigates the internal flexibility and transubstantiation in language by combating quantum Reaganomics and writing short notes to famous Europeans on the back of postcards with ransom requests, to name a few, all in verse, pulling from all the manners of messaging of arts to share in various ways the message of the radically open and truth-seeking nature of the art you have to make once in a while. Tongo Eisenmartin's book, Someone's Dead Already, was nominated for a California Book Award. His latest book, Heaven Is All Goodbyes, published by City Lights, was shortlisted for the Griffin Poetry Prize and won a California Book Award and an American Book Award. Please join me with a loud and raucous round of applause to welcome Tongo Eisenmartin.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
First, I must apologize to the souls of the house because I'm wearing the cheekbones of the mask only. Pill bottle, my name is yours, name tagged on the side of a factory of wrist. I mean, teeth of the mask now. Back of the head of the mask now. A new phase of anti-anthropomorphism fending for real faces. Stuck with one of those cultures that believes I chose this family. I'm not creative, just the silliest of the revolutionaries. My blood drying on my only jacket. The police state psychic middlemen evangelizing for the creation of an unmasses, an unmedgar. Blood of a lamb less racialized or awesome prison sentence, good guy. Elder abuse higher for the low. Dog eat genius while a right angle is made between a point on a Louisiana plantation and a five-year-old's rubber ball, 3 feet high and falling like a deportee plane. To complete my interpretation of garden variety genocide, I'm small talk about loving your enemies a little more realistically, about paper tigers and also gold. I need my left hand back. Broke my neck on a piano key. Found paradise in a fist fight. Maybe I should check into the Cuba line. Watching the universe's last metronome, some call black Jacobins, they just wait. These religions will start resigning in a decade or two, some colorfully, some transactionally, in a cotton gothic society, class betrayal gone glassless. I mean, ironically, my window started fogging over too. As I was trying to figure out which Haiti would get me through the winter, which poem houses souls, which socialist breakthroughs. Breakthroughs like taking 10 steps back, then finally stillness, stillness, then stillness among families. A John Brown biography would take about. I'd be up next to introduce Prosser the Monk. I remember childhood. Remember the word childhood being a beginning. Scribbling on an Amazing Grace, I rented this body from some circumference of slavery. Remember being kicked out the Midwest. Strange fruit theater, lithium and circuses, like-minded stomachs, the ruling class, blessing their blank checks with levy foam, with opioid tea, sentient dollar bills yelling to each other pocket to pocket. Cello stands in the precinct for a company encountering revolutionaries. My mother raised me with a simple pain. A poet loses his mind, you know, like the room has weather or first girlfriend gravity. Difference between me and you is that the madness wants me forever. A pair of apartments defining both my family and political composure. Books behind my back, bail money paved into the streets, playing euphoria, euphoria cliche. Bracing for the medicine's recoil, sharing a dirty deli sandwich with my friends, black Jacobins underground, topography of grandmother's hands, psychology of the mask now, teeth of the mask again. I go to the railroad tracks and follow them to the station of my enemies. A cobalt tooth man pitches pennies at my mugshot negative. All over the United States, there are toddlers in the rock. I see why everyone out here got in the big cosmic basket and why blood agreements mean a lot and why I get shot back at. I understand the psycho-spiritual refusal to write white history or take the glass freeway. White skin tattooed on my right forearm. Ricochet sewage near where I collapsed into a rat-infested manhood. My new existence is living graffiti. In the kitchen with a lot of gun cylinders to hack up. House of God in part. No cops in part. My body brings down the Christmas. The new bullets pray over blankets made from the old bullets. Pray over the 28th hour's next beauty mark. Extrajudicial Confederate statue restoration. The waistband before the next protest poster. Hey, by the way, time is not an illusion, Your Honor. I will save your deaths for last. You are witty, Your Honor. You're moving money again, Your Honor. Hey, it's only raining one thing, non-white cops. And prison guard shadows reminded me of spoiled milk floating on an oil spill. A neighborhood making a lot of fuss over its demise, a new leg for a Black Panther party. Malcolm X's ballroom jacket slung over my son's shoulder. The figment of village, a new noose to a new white preacher, all in an abstract painting of a president. It bought slavery some time, didn't it? The tantric screeches of military bolts and election Tuesday cars. The cold-blooded study in leg irons inside of a tornado shelter, leg irons inside of your body, proof that some white people have actually fondled nooses. That sundown couples made their vows of love over opaque piece plastic and bolt action audiences. The Medgar Evers second is definitely my favorite law of science. Fondled noose clippings and primitive Methodists. My arm changes imperialisms. Simple policing versus structural frenzies. Elementary school script versus even wider white spectrums. Heartless bleeding in the challenge of watching civilians think. Terrible rituals they have around the corner. They let their elders beg for public mercy. I'm gonna go ahead and sharpen these kids' heads and the arrows myself and see how much gravy spills out of family crest. Modern fans of war, what with their t-shirt poems and t-shirt guilt and me having on the cheapest pair of shoes on the bus, I have no choice but to read the city walls for signs of my life. You can tell by my tires that not everybody who's driven with me is still alive. Also that I like my drinks neat bottled and in a bus stop. Also, that we're drowning in precinct paper department store floor plans and applications to the moon. Now we can change the color of our snot from gifted to heart attack and tell you about ashes, but where are all these angels coming from smelling like the cigarette that fails? And why is the man on the safe side, his headlights freezing? Now, you got nothing to say at my funeral, I'll speak on your behalf. Heroin in my smile. Mountain made a flatland robbery among some things on my mind. The last store run in the name of shared afterlife, Friday to the 50. I'm a tall tale on earth. But here's to that angel that never appeared to America in a night of dog paddling, a batch of hangovers looking for a home. You know, a lie wouldn't have lived this long. That's my human one fence to speak. Hauling a pair of rambling dykes that got unique tempers and young souls that say shut up about our city. Here, tidal months crash over a coast, why lie? The street's teeth are in pieces. There's reservoir art on the faces of stragglers. There's sad news from back home to me. We have to grow up on his behalf. Stumble back to a car full of last stand and truth is stale, but still liquor. Mission Street would be proud of me. I'm a mural man. I'm most organized. Remember when my lungs would wake up last, walking all morning if it was worth it. I'm 3 decades homeless, and reservoir art is all I ever see. And I'm 2,000 miles from my first fight. Maybe no one really survived. Maybe I wrote my first poem for no reason. Capitalists dropped 10 tons of barbed wire on my Tuesday shift. We shot back at their chimpanzee pilot for the sport. The contractor has already smoked 3 cigars only 1 hour into my quarter-appearance shift. Supervisor likes the smell, says it reminds him of when he ran the streets. And all I remember is we shot back. A gated puppet dances alone. Bars and Jigs says I'm the happy one of Legion. Meanwhile, kids commit childhood behind his wooden plaster joints. Wire dodgers under this silly puppet. A silly puppet dancing for white heaven. Like weapon is a jacket. And precinct holds Friday hostage. We go through a fossil jaw to see a judge. The tunnel at the end of the light. I sleep until I'm woke by dry cereal and surrender. This holding cell only needs a giant panhandler's palm to shake us coin men around. I'm breaking my fingers for my sister's bill collectors. Garage casket open, I mean all third world parallels kill openly, breaking my lungs for my sister's rent. I'm a sculptor of construction dust. I miss cigarettes by mid-morning. I miss Hennessy by sundown. I miss murder by inches. $5 bills cherish my days outside, always behind. Ain't no concentration in this courtroom. Just a bunch of B-plus students living out their nightmares. Now how do I plead with a straight face? 2 blocks up is a reoccurring cliff, along with slavers' paraphernalia, along with the ordinary panhandler, along with ethnic parade history, along with the ethnic parade, along with 13th graders. But, you know, let's talk about the fact that 4 dead children later, I still don't have a problem beating you up in front of everybody. Let's talk about the fact that money is death. Down to my last $5 is what I call this shoe. 10 o'clock political education is what I call this dream. I got the job is what I call this blues. 2 days later is what I call a cliff. Capitalists eat until the world is blurry to them. You know, these streets have made of saliva. There's some people made of saliva too. They usually have on uniform. While the crazy man spins round and round trying to make a record out of this mass production jungle, maybe I'll join him, count cash, and cry. These streets are made of saliva and white sheets are worn by a building in which kids are supposed to learn how to read well. White sheets on the highway, too. Another mirror needs their head on a pike. One down is just one down, but if you tell all this to the masses, your teacher will pipeline you. They told me I was jewelry. They told me this is jungle. Well, maybe not jungle, more like 50 machine guns planted in the ground. It's raining faces again in California. What does this say about heaven? What does it say about the people you killed? Waiting lines got so exhausted, a million miles dropped all these faces at once. Hey, if the fascists can read the lips of a giant talking in his sleep, we might as well make our demands in prison letters. Today was born the most important trigger finger in the world. Today, I've begun counting down the pages between now and a pile of books by a tunnel. Chicago is going to walk out of Chicago one day. Babies are dragged street signs like old toys. Today, the most important letter left prison. Babies are laughing flags like faces that have disappeared. Maybe I'll turn them. But for now, you know, these streets are made of saliva, and we raise half-full glasses to the basements that meant nothing. And the working poor who live there, we get shot. We get white sheets on California where the kitchen table likes to talk as much as the walls, and romance on the porch consists of hard residing. I mean, this picture, characters talk spit and know that they hard to kill. The kitchen table knows this. The porch is almost convinced that one down is just one down. You know, this town is coming to town. A circus watching itself, half distracted, half suicidal, thrilled children dressed as cops, thrilled children preaching and policing and intaking and hiring and snatching your money. This town's coming to town with tough trademarks to follow. Today I watch capitalism walk on water and people play dead so that they could be part of a miracle. You know, apparently too much of San Francisco was not there in the first place. This dream requires more condemned Africans. So put another way, state violence rises down. Or still life is just getting warmed up. Or army life is looking for a new church and ignored all other suggestions. Or folktale writers have not made up their minds as to who is going to be their friends. This is the worst downtown yet. And I've borrowed a cigarette everywhere. I've taken many a walk to the back of a bus. They led on out the back of a storyteller's prison sentence. Then on out the back of slave scars, but this is my comeback phase. I left my watch on the public bathroom sink and took the toilet with me. Threw it at the first bus I saw eating single mothers half alive. It flew through the bus line number, then on out the front of the White House. And hopefully you find comfort downtown, but if not, we brought you enough cigarette filters to make a decent winter coat. A special species of handshake lets all know who's king and what's the lifespan of uniform cloth. You know, this coffin needs to quit acting like those are birds singing. Rusty nails have no wings, have no voice other than that of a white world diner. Book pages in the gas pump. Catchy, isn't it? The way three nooses is the rule, or the way potato sack masks go so well with radio codes, or the way condemned Africans fought their way back to the ocean only to find waves made of 1920s burnt up piano parts, European backdoor deals, and red flowers for widows who spent all day in the sun mumbling in San Francisco. Red flowers, but what's the color of a doctor visit? There are book titles in the streets. Book titles like Hero, You'd Make a Better Zero, or A Fur Coat Letter, The President Is Dead, or Pay Me Back in Children, or They Hung Up Their Bodies in Their Own Museums, and other book titles pulled from a drum solo. And run here, hero, lie at the hiding place. All the bullets in 10 precincts know where to go. There's no heaven nor any other good idea in the sky. Politics means that people did it and people do it. Understanding that when in San Francisco and other places that was never really there, I bet this ocean thinks it's an ocean, but it's not. It's just 60 Mission Street. All know who's king. King of, you know, thin things. Like America, I'm proud to deserve to die. I'm gonna eat my dinner extra slow tonight in this police state candy dispenser. You all call it neighborhood. And no set of manners goes unpunished. Never mind a murderer's insomnia or the tea kettle preparing everyone for police sirens. When a drummer is present, they are God. I am not an I. I am a Black Commons. I'm writing my new tattoo out on bus station glass. Making tattoos all afternoon, trying to talk myself into seeing the decade through. You know, I must really be the devil's front man. Staring at an empty bus that I imagine, in fact, carries paintings of people. And a man drunk behind the wheel has to choose between a black and white toddler after school in America on a California street that doesn't need a name nor California. And no one on the street has a job, and therefore no one is there. I colored my purses, gun, and dance floor for him in the same day. The joke began. The walk under bus seats is fine by me as long as I get to the front. The joke concluded. And Tuesday is rotten soup or downhill entertainment or commotion in the ashtray the day that jail quarters get filled or the day that the planet plays flat. And maybe the capitalist says stadium seats on fire and calls it economic progress. Comedy's got plenty of time to finish their cigarette and lie to their boss. A killer lying down in front of a tank. I have a small statue built in my chest and also an anchor upside down in the air. Worried about the walls, I forgot that the ceiling was closing in on me too. It's my take on my alcoholism. I'm hunched over a meal I ate 5 years ago. It's my take on the look on my face. Cursed God a little, took another step up the staircase, and for a second, I forgot to, you know, all occupants of the world, beginning with this house. I'm an action hero of one street proportion. And rap music is the way to count blessings. The 80s were better than fiction. I have a piece of fence meshed through my skull. I'd be half eaten my entire life, always walking beside myself with a gun in my head and another one pointed at Paris's body. It's like half of me, all of you, walking in and out of myself, but I'm always happy to see you. What a miraculous route you took through my threat. Honest pay, knife in my arm. Honest pay in my chest, a broken lock on a monument. Tell you the truth, I forget what my hands look like, what I did with them, or what kind of third eye the handcuffs cut into my wrist. I talk facing away from the dead. They replace me with the change in my pocket, a penny that's yet to be invented. They say, you have to know how to cut a throat on the way to cutting a throat. After sleeping on a mattress made from two garbage bags of clothes, I became content with the small gestures of plantation fires. Playing with couch ashes, I realized how weird the universe was. It exists in so many places, so many random things. It interrupts me while I'm trying to dream, like your clay correspondence, Lord. To be transparent, I have 20 books next to a bullet. Like an old man giving advice at the beginning of a revolution, I've really done it, Lord. Explored the mumbles of my mind, explored what's naturally there, and I found no brainwashing. I found Africa, Lord. I have a future. It takes place in the diasporic South. I have morning possessions, modern militancy. I mean, windows to the South. I'll walk on a missile for food. I guess you will not want flowers for a few years, Lord. Will I be tied face to face with the country I murder merged with us, Lord? Our old metal versus new metal, our old metal versus a pool of meandering imperialist faces of multiculturalism of sorts. The dead replace me with a comedian's chest cavity instead of a chest cavity held tight. It takes a violent middleman for me to talk to myself. Stories that travel through other people's stories. A song about a song, a hemisphere about a hemisphere. Stories that travel through a conquered poet. My mother remembers Africa, Lord. She killed on behalf of you, Lord. I wore a machete all winter and no one asked me what it meant. I read 1,000 books in front of the world. You know, what I do is fight poems and sleep through decadent San Francisco prayer circles. Watch people play for post-working class associative services, the recreations of a governor's desk, ruling class art of utility plan, find a sociopathic bureaucrat, a day some white people scare even easier, TV in a basket next to a ceramic baby wearing ceramic armor, musket progeny fantasizing through the art of the poor, their trendy latches locked before God, black art hunted down like a dog, a hand over my friends, Lord. Lord, I think I'm gonna die in a war. Unelected white people in my small house like a blues song of no spiritual effect, a dollhouse, age bomb, a pony show near dead bodies, apartheid weddings that go right, apartheid white people who give birth to mathematicians, the spiritual continuity of barracks and police stations, a chemical interpretation of a Sunday trip to church, church mails in their pockets, a river mistaken for a talking river, no autobiography outside of small personal victories of violence and drug use, made in the image of God's trinkets, what white abolitionists confided in their children about, chemical assurances that they will switch from black artists to white artists, black God to white God, black worker to white worker. I think about you cautiously, Lord. In the same way I think about my childhood, Lord. Foxhole Friday nights, most of life is mute. A comedian points out a planter's field to a priest. King Sugarcane, King Cotton, King Revolutionary, the Bible is central, containing all modes of shallow introduction, introducing an unlisted planter class speaking about fevers and balance sheets and reassuring the masters that we can figure out our fathers later. A priest took my mother lightly, Lord. Stood in front of parishioners, re-raveling fantasies about black art, priest reading confidently before I broke him and broke his parallel. After today, I've never been a poet before. A little brother watches his big brother's friends. They lean rifles on shelter walls. They agree with me and call it literature. It's a simple matter, this revolution thing. To really lie to no one. To keep nothing godlike. To write a poem for God. Appreciate y'all.